This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, January 20th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastor and radio host Kevin Swanson, founder of The Worldview in 5 minutes, shared a short report from a pastor from Free Gospel Chapel in the Bahamas, who was an eyewitness to Hurricane Dorian's devastating effects and the need for American teams to come and help rebuild the church.
This is Kevin Swanson reporting from Freeport in Grand Bahama Island on the Bahamas, and we are coming to you reporting on the effects of Dorian, the hurricane that was the record-breaking destructive hurricane that hit the Bahamas in September of last year. I'm with Pastor Rocky Barbs from Freeport Gospel Chapel now, and he's going to give us just a little bit of a snapshot of what happened in the hurricane as it affected Freeport Gospel Chapel.
We didn't have any loss of lives, and for that we give God thanks. But what actually happened, the church and the entire property surrounding the church building were all flooded out. We had about 3 feet of water. All our air conditioning unit went underwater, and they're now useless. We lose all the pews in the church, all the floor covering, carpets and so forth, all the sheetrock and so forth, they were all damaged or compromised and had to be changed.
Pastor Bobbs explained their need.
Most everything remains unfunctional, from electrical to seating and so forth.
Swanson shared that the team he led last week in the Bahamas had been able to restore the sheetrock.
So our team has been able to restore the drywall, the tape and mudding. It's taken a week for us to replace something like 5,000-6,000 square feet of drywall to get the building somewhat functional. But you still have a good amount to get accomplished before you open this up, hopefully by Easter of this year, for a major missions conference. So what needs to happen before April of this year? What do additional teams need to do to address the damage?
Pastor Bobbs explained that their biggest initial need is to acquire seating for their upcoming Easter conference in April.
Right now, we don't have seatings. We don't have air conditioning units. We don't have floor covering. They are very, very important, and we'd be so thankful if God will open up a way in that area.
Beyond that, Swanson explained the other needs he saw firsthand there at the Freeport Gospel Chapel.
From this point on, what you need is plumbing. You need the bathrooms in place. Yes. You need the HVA systems. You need the building painted.
Yes.
You need the carpet installed, as well as pews and or chairs. Yes. In the auditorium. So that's what needs to happen before April of this year. So we're looking for American teams to come out and partner with the Freeport Gospel Chapel to get this done.
If you'd like to be part of one of those teams to go out and be the hands and feet of our Lord and Savior Jesus, remember three key points. First, the cost of a plane ticket from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to the Bahamas, 60 miles off the Atlantic coast, is $250. Second, they need at least one roofing expert and one drywall expert on each team. And third, the Bahamian churches will provide transportation, room, and board during your week-long stay to rebuild. Please email Kevin Swanson at host@generations.org. That's host@generations.org. Plus, help us raise $100,000 by February 28th to pay for tax-free building supplies at wholesale cost online at generations.org/give and select the Support International Outreach Ministry in the drop-down window. That's generations.org/give. Galatians 6 verse 10 says, "Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." On February 11, 1999, one day before President Bill Clinton was acquitted in his impeachment trial before the Senate, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York penned a passionate letter outlining why the process had taken an unfair toll on the nation. He noted that the president believed he had not crossed a line and praised the large threshold needed to get a conviction in the Senate, reports the New York Post. Many of the same points crafted by Schumer more than 20 years ago echo Republican arguments against the impeachment of President Trump today. In his 1999 letter about the possible removal of President Clinton from office, Senator Schumer wrote, quote, "It seems we have lost the ability to forcefully advocate for our position without trying to criminalize or to at least dishonor our adversaries, often over matters having nothing to do with the public trust. And it is hurting the country. It is marginalizing and polarizing the Congress. The ledger is pretty much even between the two parties, but it has become more partisan and bitter," end quote. As gun rights activists and militia groups prepare to rally in Richmond, Virginia today to protest proposed gun control laws, residents are praying it will not be a repeat of the violent 2017 rally in Charlottesville that ended in a woman's death, reports NBC News. The Virginia Citizens Defense League, which organizes the annual gun rights rally, said it wants a peaceful event. But the crowd is expected to be larger than usual because Democrats took control of the legislature last year and are proposing several gun control bills that would limit handgun purchases and require background checks, among other rules. 2,000 migrants spent the night on the Guatemalan side of the border as Mexico blocked their path, reports the Associated Press. Mexico, pressured by the U.S. to halt the northward flow of migrants, is offering those who turn themselves over to authorities temporary jobs in southern Mexico, likely in agriculture or construction. Last Thursday, on National Religious Freedom Day, the White House announced several new rules and memos designed to roll back discriminatory federal regulations, as well as promote teachers and students' right to pray in public schools. President Donald Trump was joined in the Oval Office by Christian, Jewish, and Muslim students who have suffered some form of discrimination as he introduced new regulations and guidance promoting religious freedom.
In public schools around the country, authorities are stopping students and teachers from praying, sharing their faith, or following their religious beliefs. It is totally unacceptable. You see it on the football field. You see it so many times where they're stopped from praying. We are doing something to stop that.
The U.S. Education Department will send out memos to secretaries and administrators in all 50 states, stressing that they cannot prevent students or teachers from praying in public schools. A pastor in Spokane, Washington, who objected to a drag queen story hour taking place in a local public library, was arrested merely for walking into the venue with a Bible in his hand, detained for 3 hours in a cop car, and arrested for allegedly creating a disturbance. I'll talk about that story today on Generations Radio as I guest host for Kevin Swanson and chat with Brad Dacus, president of the Pacific Justice Institute. I hope you'll tune in at generations.org/radio. That's generations.org/radio. And finally, popular Christian speaker Beth Moore shared an update on Priscilla Shire's recovery after she underwent surgery to remove a lobe of her left lung after doctors discovered a small nodule that contained some, quote, dangerous irregularities, end quote. On Instagram, Moore said, quote, "She did very, very well during the surgery. The surgeon said that it went absolutely according to plan, that her body is strong and they have every anticipation that she'll heal up well," end quote. You can send a Get Well card to Priscilla Shire at P.O. Box 2122, Cedar Hill, Texas, 75106, or by email, info@goingbeyond.com. 3 John 1, verse 2 says, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, January 20th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.